It's the After Show.
There you go. I knew that we'd get there. It's been a while. We haven't done one every day this week because we've been kind of messed up.
My voice has been pretty
you've
bad.
You've been pretty. I just got a text from my son who I told you he was about as sick as you were.
Right.
Okay. And he said he feels almost 100% today. So that's good.
Okay.
Maybe you will too. But he's a lot younger than you, Christy. So, you know.
Yeah, those young people, they bounce back a lot faster.
They bounce back. But he's had it for 2 weeks too.
Yeah,
he's
been, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So I have to talk to Deb about something that you didn't like, Christy, and I think it's a marvelous thing. And I'm trying to find the actual article, but I can't. But the other day I was talking to Christy about something that I think is a good idea, a pre-New Year's resolution. What did I, remember what I called it?
Yeah, and Joan Lincoln, that was yesterday.
Yes, okay.
And Joan Lincoln didn't like it either.
Well,
right?
you don't have to poison
the
waters.
I'm swaying
here.
The jury. I'm definitely
That's
swaying
okay.
the jury.
That's okay. Don't worry. I never cave to peer pressure.
Thank you. So here's what it is, Deb. I forgot the actual name, but it's like a pre-New Year's resolution. Basically, what you do now is you set goals now to accomplish by New Year's Day. I think you would like that.
Well, so business owners typically do that at the beginning of Q4. We're always thinking mm-hmm. about, the beginning of each quarter, what are our goals mm-hmm. for the quarter? So, and for a lot of us business owners, quarter four is the make or break quarter, right? So especially with holiday sales and things. And so it actually helps to sort of keep you going to end the year on a high note. Plus, you're always measuring yourself against last year. So we do that naturally. So I am in favor of this. I've never done it personally, but I've always done it for the business.
Okay. See, Christy, it's not a dumb idea. Millions of people do it.
Well, it's a good idea if you think about it in the business aspect. I do agree with that. But I, however, have not started Christmas shopping, and they're telling me to start my Christmas shopping, and I don't
That's
want
true.
To. It's
I don't
not
want
even Halloween.
To either.
But
no.
They're like, if you don't, you probably won't get what you want because we're going to run out of stuff. Why do they tell me that? Because now I'm worried about that, and then he brings this up yesterday.
Yeah,
I don't
have time for that.
It's a way to better yourself. Because nobody keeps New Year's resolutions.
You don't even do them.
Of course not, because I don't keep. I wouldn't. I found out I don't keep them, so why would I bother?
So you want me to do a pre one, and you don't even do a one.
I do pre. I always set goals for myself, and I think you set a goal for yourself to do before New Year's Day. You get that done. You feel better about yourself. But if you want to keep feeling crummy about yourself, you go right ahead.
I feel great about myself.
So I'm opposed to this.
Just ask me. I'll tell you.
If it's like a weight thing or if it's like some personal,
whatever.
I'm opposed to doing it in quarter four for New Year's, whenever. I just mm-hmm. think I don't like setting ourselves up for failure. So there's that. You don't want the additional stress in quarter four either. So
I understand.
Sometimes you need that stress to push you to reach the goal.
Yeah, that's true. But...
Well. So now you're saying you should do it then. That's what it sounds like.
I kind
like
of feel like I should now.
Oh, look at that. I swayed you pretty easily. Boy,
actually.
You folded like a cheap suit.
I talk a good game, but it's not going to happen. You know that.
This is for you, Christy. Duran Duran's got new music coming out.
I heard it yesterday.
Really?
Was
How
it
is
any
it?
Good?
It's Duran Duran, and it's amazing. I love them.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Do they sound the same?
Yeah.
Okay.
Simon Levon?
They had a great sound.
Yeah. It's so unique.
Did they break up for a while
right?
or something? Is that what happens? They break up for a while? I mean, they just go out of favor? Because they're a good band.
They're the three Taylors, but they're none of them are brothers. Andy, Roger, and John. Mm-hmm. And then Simon Le Bon and Nick Rhodes. And they kind of like a little bit of separation. And one went with one. And, Simon Le Bon and Nick went with a different. And they did. Now they're back together. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think Andy's with them, but I don't remember. Maybe it's Roger.
Andy's with Opie.
Ugh.
Oh. One of the other Taylor guys aren't with him.
Well, maybe he's with James. I don't know.
Who knows?
Or Swift. I don't know. One of those. All the Taylors. What else? Anything? I would just hit them all.
No, you just mentioned Duran Duran. Now I got to look him up.
Go ahead. Look him up.
Well,
all
I
right.
have a new lease on sports this week. And
yes,
it's
you do.
Thanks to our friend Rebecca LeClaire and her husband Paul, in fact.
I saw the article.
Yeah. I mean, I had never actually realized the connection between music and sports, even though I've been on this show for 12 and a half years with you sports people and all the music around us. I never made the connection until I understood so much more about because of the pandemic, because, we as humans want to play. Right, we are mm-hmm. driven to play, not just kids, but adults too. And so last week, Rebecca and I and Paul and David went to Iron Smoke, where we saw the Tommy Brunette band. And that was fantastic. And he was so happy up there that everybody was, I mean, the music was great, but also it was just him being happy playing that made all of us happy playing. And then there was Paul in the back watching the McQueen Aquinas game on his phone.
That was a good game, though.
It was a great game. And I know this because all of us were drifting over to like, sort of glance over his shoulder. And I understood, like, you know, those players on the field were playing their heart out. And we were appreciating it on the, you know, on the sidelines or, you know, on the screen. And I just understood that this is how we play. This is the connection between those two. It's great.
It's communal.
Yeah.
Did he go to McQuaid?
He did not go to McQuaid.
But his son did, right?
Both Dane and Doug went to McQuaid.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So why do you think, when I go to a concert, I already know the music's going to be pretty good because you're going to a concert of a band that's good enough to do a concert,
right.
You know? But even local bands, I look at the people on stage and if they're having fun. If they're not having fun, I leave because it's not a job. Okay, when I play with my guys.
You're having fun when you play.
I'm having so much fun. And I have to be honest, when we rehearse in the garage, I think I have more fun there. You know, or like when we do Tunes at Tony's on that in Labor Day, we get different guys, different guest musicians come, and we just play all day long. And we, like last summer, we played, the theme was songs we don't know. So for the first 2 hours, we played songs we've never played before and don't know, and learned them on the spot.
That's
and
awesome.
Songs that had horns in it, we would go, bah, 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 right?
Yeah.
It was the most fun. And you know, so when we play, I mean, that's the thing. I love being on stage with my guys, and it's nice to have an audience, especially when you have an audience that's receptive. That's wonderful. But we've played the crowds of nothing, and we've had just as much fun, you know?
Yeah, because that audience was even receptive, too. I bet if you were playing for a dud of an audience, it would be less fun.
Oh, well,
just because there's an interaction there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think that you're fairly careful about picking where and whom you play for, so...
Well, we try.
Yeah.
We try.
But it's absolutely infectious. We have fun as we watch you having fun. There's no question that there's that part of it.
And same thing with sports. I mean, I know your son, Christy, has obviously a lot of fun playing sports.
He loves it.
And,
you'll see him dancing around on the sidelines a lot of times when he's waiting around to go back in for football. Yeah.
Just because he has to get that joy
he's
out
so excited.
Somehow.
Yeah. It's
that's
cute.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So it's it's music. To me, any of the performing arts.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get back on stage. I want to play at the Iron Smoke one time.
It's a great venue, Tony. It's so nice. So nice. Oh, absolutely. You know, I know people. We'll get
you know people.
I do.
We'll do that. You know, we only play really during the summer.
Yeah.
But you know, the other night I sat in with a buddy. One of my guitar players, Brian, has a band called the Venton Clark Band. They're playing at the Cottage Hotel in Mendon. And it's funny. I realized I hadn't been to the Cottage Hotel in about 40 years.
Wow.
It's still the same. Really.
I was going to say, is it the same?
It's exactly the same. I mean, it's just. I mean, sticky floor, everything. So, and our keyboard player, Tom Homer, was sitting in with him. So I came up to do Sweet Judy Blue Eyes with him.
Oh, I love that.
And I've never sung that before. And we all did four-part harmony. It was magnificent, you know? It's just the greatest time. When you just do it, it's just so much fun. But, yeah, the Cottage Hotel, I've not been there since the 1980s. And it's still going strong. It's a great place. So, all right, there's your little podcast for this morning. Go out and make it a great weekend, and try to bring your own sunshine because it's going to be gray for a while.
All right. I'll bring it wherever I go,
yes,
Tony.
I know.
I'm sure you will, Christy.
All right. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.